wore me out.
I wore myself out.
Lot of money. Mr. Rizzo?
Yes.
I'm sure you will, but if you would make sure council gets a copy of those, your estimated numbers on construction costs, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'll put these together and submit them separately, and then as we bring these design proposals, we'll make sure we have the cost estimate attached.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Rob, I'll put my motion together, gentlemen.
Rob Davis, I see him calling. Yeah, I saw him come in here. Here we go. You can keep reading on, sir. I'm taking a short pause here.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Almost afternoon.
Good point. The engineering department is requesting permission this morning to prepare and post public hearing notices for an extension for annexation of parcels of land into the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. We received a written request from the developer of the proposed Redden Ridge subdivision for annexation on February 21st, 2014. The request included the application fee of $1,500. The parcel adjoins the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. And the parcel is proposed for an 84-lot subdivision with clubhouse and a pool on 34.52 acres. Current zoning is appropriate for the project, and the project received preliminary planning and zoning approval on October 10th, 2013. I have a map at the front of the room, and there's one also included in your packet this morning. The proposed annexation area is on the south side of Warrington Road and west of Old Landing Road. Big reference points, the Walmart along Route 1 is to the north, and McDonald's at the intersection of Route 1 and 24 is to the northwest.
So they're already on West Rehoboth?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sewer is actually all of the gray area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Around the parcel is currently sewered.
Mm-hmm. And this is a proposed project, or is this?
Approved, isn't it? Subdivision?
The Redden Ridge subdivision project is on this portion of the area. It has received preliminary planning and zoning approval.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a.
Is this coming to county council next, or is it done?
It has received preliminary planning and zoning approval. I don't know if it comes to county council. It's within its current zoning.
Subdivision or a
subdivision of single family dwellings.
Okay, so we will not be seeing this one.
No,
no. Mr. Davis said it's got preliminary. They'd have to get all the agency approvals and come back to final at some point.
There you go.
So do we have access? Do we have availability at this location at Wolf Neck?
Yes.
Have you planned already? It's already planned?
It's fully within our plans sewer service to the area. The area has been previously identified for sewer in the North Coastal Planning Study. The Redden Ridge area plan is in accordance with plans for service to the area. A sanitary sewer concept was approved by us on June 20th, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
The developer is providing a pump station site for a future pump station. If it's necessary for us to upgrade pump station 215 by building a new one, they're going to provide a pump station site initially so we can use that for the future pump station. They're going to extend sewer from their project out to Warrington Road, leave a stub for future extensions, and also provide service to two parcels on the south side of Warrington Road. We're also recommending inclusion of two additional parcels, one that was adjoining the original West Rehoboth Sewer District but was created after we did original construction.
Mm-hmm.
That parcel does not currently have sewer service with a lateral extended to the property line, but there is sewer service in Old Landing Road available. So at some point they will be able to add a lateral and connect to sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other parcel we're recommending to include is the actual site that Sussex County owns for the existing pump station. And that existing pump station came out of the Redden Ridge parcel back 20 years ago when we did original construction.
Mm-hmm.
The developer of Redden Ridge will be subject to about $495,000 in systems connection charges. And they have also suggested providing an additional contribution of $62,730 for future upgrades to the existing pump station and force main that serves the area. We have a public hearing tentatively scheduled on this subject for September 15th at 10:30 a.m. during a regular county council meeting in council chambers.
Here, uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Any questions?
Any questions?
How far is that from the golf course?
I'm sorry?
How far is that from the golf course on Old Landing Road?
Well, let's see.
Isn't that north and south? I can't read those.
Down quite a bit, maybe three-quarters of a mile.
I'm just trying to locate it. Yeah, I'm just get it. I mean, I live around there, and I can't read that writing. So you didn't get pass out anything here, any maps or anything. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out where it is, get oriented.
This is the Estates of Sea Chase and Warrington Road.
Okay, the intersection.
Breezewood.
Okay.
Breezewood.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, we I gotcha. Very good. Good idea.
More questions to council? Have a motion, sir.
I have a motion, yes, sir. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include the Redden Ridge area as presented on July 15th, 2014. Thank you.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole.
Where's the ridge?
Any questions on the motion?
No, I just wonder where the ridge is, where they get that name. Pretty flat in there, but go ahead.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant request is Milton Chamber of Commerce. They're requesting sponsorship of the Bargains on the Broadkill and Great Duck Race. The event attracts many visitors to the town of Milton and promotes the town as an exciting destination. Last grant received was $250 from Ms. Deaver for the annual Horseshoe Crab Festival.
Was that last year?
That was just recently.
Oh, this year,
that was May. But this is a different event.
Yeah, this was.
There's no specific amount requested.
$250 would be fine.
Will you be participating in the duck race?
I'll be there in the duck race. Will you compete with me?
My duck doesn't travel very well.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Yes. $250, yeah. You want a second?
No. My duck, I got to feed my
duck. Do we have a second? For Mrs. Deaver, yes.
Spend your money, sure.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Phillips. The grant, $250, Mrs. Deaver's council bank account to the Milton Chamber of Commerce for event
race.
Expenses for the Great Duck Race. Questions on the motion?
Are you going to be it, Mrs. Deaver?
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I do have a question, I'm sorry.
Question, Mr. Phillips.
Does this benefit the community, Mrs. Deaver?
Yeah, absolutely.
The money raised goes toward a good cause?
Yes, it does. What have you got there, Mrs. Jennings?
Do you know that cause? Because it sure does sound like a...
They have a lot of events that do help the community. And what have we got?
Chamber of Commerce benefits.
This is Chamber of Commerce,
right? It's going to be for
business in the community, which they need help with.
Economic development.
They need the help.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Thank you.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one is the Milton Historical Society. They're requesting $1,000 for the annual Best of Milton auction. The auction supports the museum's programs, walking tours, lectures, new exhibitions, and a wide variety of educational programs. Last grant received for this event was $1,200, which was $1,000 from Ms. Deaver and $200 from Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Phillips, have a...
Do you have a motion?
I'm out this time.
Are you?
Yeah, I was just trying to help you when you were broke.
Well, I haven't seen the balances in the accounts yet. I mean, I think we're starting off new.
Yes, yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
So, and it was $1,000.
They're requesting $1,000.
That much money again?
They're requesting $1,000. They got $1,200 last year. They're requesting $1,000 this year.
Well, I could give the $1,000, but
second.
I'll take the $1,000. You put the $1,000 in there, yeah.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 from Mrs. Deaver's council bank account to Milton Historical Society for event expenses for the Best of Milton auction fundraiser. Question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The next one is the Town of Frankfurt's requesting $750 to purchase picnic tables to be used at their town park. There have been no past grants.
Town of Frankfurt.
I will give $750.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $750 from Mr. Phillips' council bank account to the town of Frankfort for picnic tables at the town park.
I'm so sorry. I was focused on something else. Did they put an amount in there?
$750, yeah.
Thank you. I thought it was.
Yeah. Good memory. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The Georgetown Fire Department is requesting $2,000 to purchase equipment, kitchen equipment for the ladies' auxiliary. The kitchen equipment is used countywide events such as Caroline on the Circle and Return Day. There have been no past grants to assist the ladies' auxiliary.
Well, this is sound like it's for the whole county. Since it's
$50 each.
Maybe let's give $400 each.
No, I got a fire company in my district.
No, this
I
is
got one. They got, yep, they got a kitchen.
But this is for the whole county. This
no,
is,
no.
When you come up to Georgetown. And,
no, sorry.
Whole thing, George.
No.
Huh?
Damn. No. Give it your own. It's your district, Sam.
In other words, you're not going to use the fire company at all.
Nope.
Your people should tell your people stay home, man.
Right.
I never have.
Right.
Okay.
No, I do my own fire company stuff.
We got our own fire companies. Go. Quick, move on.
Well, you got your way.
I do pick up part of Georgetown, so I'm good for $400, Mr.
I'll give them the rest.
How much they ask for?
$2,000.
So motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $400 from Mr. Phillips' council bank account and $1,600 from Mr. Wilson's council bank account to the Georgetown Fire Company for kitchen equipment for the ladies' auxiliary.
Second.
We have a second already. Question
okay,
on
good.
Motion.
Got two of them now.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Town of Blaze is requesting support for their annual National Community Night Out. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
Somebody make that motion.
How much?
$500.
Yep.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 to Town of Blaze Police Department for the National Night Out community event from my council bank account. Any questions on the motion? You vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Laurel School District's requesting support to purchase state championship jackets for the Laurel Senior High School varsity softball team. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000, $500 from Mr. Vincent and $500 from Mr. Phillips.
I'll make a motion to do that.
$250, $750?
Sure.
Okay. $250 from my account, $750 from Mr. Vincent.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the Laurel High School for championship jackets for varsity softball team, being $250 from Mr. Phillips and $750 from my account. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce is requesting $678 to help with handicapped parking during the Woodland Ferry Festival. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent for this event.
I'm going to make a motion to grant $650 from my account.
So
motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $650 to the Seaford Chamber of Commerce for the Woodland Ferry expenses for parking for handicapped. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Lewis Public Library is requesting $20,000 to help defray the cost of the building of the new Lewis Public Library. Similar capital grants were given by other council members who represent the district in which the library is located. These grants are typically $5,000.
They were typically $5,000.
Yes.
At what time? When was that? Last year?
No, it's been, the last one was from Mr. Vincent for the Seaford Library.
Oh, which yeah. Is, well, they run, they run a library that we don't have to run, and we only run three, and they do a great job for the community. I cannot promise that I would have any $20,000, but I would take right now $5,000 out of
second. Why don't we, let's talk about for a second here. Why don't we, I think last year, you know, we gave the libraries some additional funding out of the surpluses mm-hmm. we had, mm-hmm. or projected surpluses right. this year. Mm-hmm. I would assume this hasn't got to happen tomorrow morning. I'm going to have a check to build this library or whatever. But I think,
no.
I mean, Lewis is in need. I think Delmar's got something. I mean, other libraries, I'm mm-hmm. sure. My suggestion would be we would revisit libraries, the independent libraries.
I think it's a great idea.
When the surplus is determined to see if we can handle something.
Great after. Idea.
Let's defer on this, and then we'll bring it up later today.
And are we projecting that report to be due around October?
I think November.
November, December timeframe is usually when the audit is complete.
Okay. But we'll just defer on that item, and then we'll come back and visit libraries as
unless you would like to give, unless you want to.
Unless you want to give more money now, but I mean, I don't know why you.
Well, they're so anxious, and they've got so much money to raise in this project. I'll donate $1,000 for right now.
Okay.
Because I know
that's
they're
fine.
Very, very, very concerned.
That is fine. Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 Mrs. Deaver's accounts bank account to Lewis Public Library for the capital campaign. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and don't forget me if there's a surplus.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The Laurel American Legion Post 19 is requesting $2,500 for their annual Veterans Day Parade. Last grant received for this event was $1,000, which was $200 from each council member.
And this time they're asking how much?
$2,500.
So it would be $500 each council person. Mm-hmm. It's a Veterans Day Parade.
Is that the only one held in the county?
Where?
To my knowledge. I mean, yeah, that was the actual parade.
Well, I've got hands up back there. Got to have somebody from there.
Here we go.
All right.
Come on down.
My name is Don Goody. I'm the commander of Post 19, and we have just finished sending out letters to all schools, administration, for bands, and all the military ROTC units in the county. We're in the process of going to the chambers, the town, and local businesses. We want to get we want everybody to participate. I mean, if you have a business like Dale Dukes, he'll send somebody like there, Bobby Carey, or anybody else that would like to have something that parade.
My question would be, is this the only veterans parade in the county?
Sir, are you aware? It's the only veterans one on the Eastern Shore that we know of.
Okay.
Really?
That's great.
And
okay.
We have worked last year. It was our first one to get Salisbury, Sharptown, the Maryland area.
Okay.
And we went as far as Newcastle County.
Okay.
Wow.
They do have an event up north, but we have actually, we're trying to make this an Eastern Shore event.
Yes.
Help me understand the location.
It's our hometown, and the American Legion was willing to.
Your hometown, Laurel.
But we do have military units coming. I spoke to General Valvola at our convention last week, and he's going to help us with some military vehicles. Mm-hmm. Thank God, everybody's home except for a couple medical units and flight units, but most of our ground troops are all back home from Afghanistan. So,
what's the pleasure, Council?
$500?
$500.
It sounds like a well.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Yes,
second. Mrs. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Grant the $2,500 being $500 for each councilmatic district. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Next.
Apple Scrapple Festival is requesting sponsorship of their 23rd annual festival. It is run completely by an all-volunteer committee for the benefit of the surrounding community. This festival has brought over 25,000 people in 1 year to Bridgeville. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,500, $500 from Mr. Vincent, Mr. Phillips, and Mr. Wilson.
And do they meet that 501c type of?
Yes, they are.
They are, okay, because you said there's not. Okay.
Is this the only Apple Scrapple in the county?
Yeah, I think in the world. It's a world event.
I mean, after all, wouldn't it?
Your doctor said stop eating Scrapple.
Don't this come under the same qualification?
Well, I think you're right. $300 from each councilmatic account.
I think so, too.
No.
Seems like me. Same. We're on the same
route.
I'll second it.
We have a motion to grant $300 per councilmatic account. From Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote.
No, I think it's improperly placed on
Mr. Cole.
Our side.
I'll abstain.
you sly dog.
My doctor told me not to eat scrap.
Mr. Phillips.
Yeah.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote no.
Oh.
Joe Conaway told us to vote that way. He wants all the glory.
So where are
we?
We
don't have to give anything. What do you want to give, Mr. Wilson?
What am I going
to
give?
What do you want to give, yeah?
I don't know. I was going to give.
They've asked $1,500.
You were going to give $300, right?
Yeah.
I'm still checking for $300.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, $1,200 for mine.
$300 for me. and 300 from Mr. Wilson.
Okay, nice. So I got the nine. Okay.
Yeah, you won the prize too.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,500 to the Bridgeville Apple Scrabble Festival, being $300 from Mr. Phillips' account, there, Mr. Wilson, and $900 from my account. Any questions on the motion?
Nope.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips? Mr. Cole, yes. Abstain again? Oh, okay. Mr. Phillips? Mr. Wilson? I vote yes, motion carries. Next.
Autism Delaware is requesting support for their Blue Jean Ball. Supporting this event will ensure the continuation and growth of the services provided by Autism Delaware and gain market awareness. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $750 from Ms. Deaver and $250 from Mr. Phillips.
Are we the only people with that issue in our district? What?
Was there tables or something?
What is that? Why would it be?
Because I think the...
In your district, Joan.
Yeah, but we don't have all of it. I'm just, it has to be.
It's certainly it's autistic county-wide. People in the whole
this
county.
This has to be throughout. A county-wide. Yeah,
this is throughout this county.
Got to be county-wide.
The other,
aren't they in Georgetown?
I'm not going to argue with you.
I'll make a motion. We give $200 each.
Yeah, I'll second that motion.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mrs. Deaver, to grant $200 per council bank account, making a total of $1,000 to Autism Delaware for event expenses. Any questions on the motion? Take your vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Oh,
I'll vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Town of South Bethany and the South Bethany Historical Society is requesting $1,110 to purchase a fireproof file cabinet and archival preservation materials and hire a consultant to help with the proper preservation of historical materials. Last grant received was $3,500, which was $2,500 from Mr. Cole and $1,000 from Mr. Phillips for the Historical Society Committee.
They're asking for 11 and some change.
Yeah.
$600 from Mr. Cole, $600 from Mr. Phillips?
Well, it's not in my, I mean, that's not my district.
Some of it.
What, South Bethany? No, whole town limits are yours.
South Bethany?
South Bethany, yeah, that's
I help with lifeguards just because tourists go in there, but I think this is yours.
George, you're so mad.
I got Ocean View Historical Society, I got Bethany, I got Rehoboth, I got all kinds of historical societies, so I think I'll let you have
it. I give $1,200 from my account, Ms. Jennings.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, to grant $1,200 to the town of South Bethany. South Bethany Historical Society for file cabinets and archival preservation materials for their records. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Delaware Police Chiefs Council is requesting $500 to help with the local police coordinator to the International Association of Chiefs of Police Training Conference. The Delaware Police Chiefs Council is assisting local police departments in meeting professional policing standards to qualify them for state accreditation. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council member.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 to the Delaware Police Chiefs Foundation for conference expenses.
That's your district, George.
Being $100 from each councilmatic district. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
First State Community Action Agency is requesting $500 for the Walker Mill Civic Association's community event. The Walker Mill Civic Association mission is to bring the community together in order to provide a safe and healthy environment for the children and families of the community. There have been no past grants, and this community is located in Mr. Vincent's district.
And they want how much? That's
$500.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to make that motion?
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $500 to First State Community Action Agency for an event expenses for Walker's Mill Civic Association. $500 from my account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Town of Dagsboro is requesting $1,200 to help with the upfront costs involved with planning their first annual Christmas parade. There have been no past grants for this event.
Wow. Christmas in July, huh?
Mr. Daniel, does Dagsboro?
Yeah, no, I'll help with that.
Okay. Is it 600 each?
Well, then I didn't ask for anything. I have 500.
They asked for 12, right?
No, they didn't ask for anything.
1,200.
They didn't ask for 1,200? All right. I'd say $500 each.
I'll give 700. 500, Mr. Cole.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,200 to the town of Dagsboro for event expenses for Christmas parade. And that'd be $700 from Mr. Phillips and $500 from Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried.
Georgetown Historical Society is requesting financial assistance to help build the carriage barn and the museum complex. The museum is responsible for maintaining and housing the carriages used in the Return Day Parade. There is no specific amount requested. To date, they have spent $12,000 on costs prior to breaking the ground. Last grant received was $3,000 from Mr. Wilson for the Marble Museum renovations.
I make a motion we each one give $500 apiece since we all ride in carriages on Return Day.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $2,500 to the Georgetown Historical Society for a carriage barn construction cost, being paid $500 from each councilmatic district. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Question on the motion? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Well, again, it just does my heart good to see Mr. Wilson take a little bit of money out of his account for areas, for district, for functions that are in right in Georgetown. So I'm not going to vote for that.
Don't ride no carriage this year.
This mm-hmm. is for
this
is for Return Day. Right?
No, it's not. It's for carriage barn construction.
But I mean,
for everybody to ride on Return Day. That's what they're.
We ride in a trolley. We don't ride in carriages.
I thought that's for the Return Day carriages.
No.
Okay.
Right. Am I reading this wrong, Miss?
Just for carriage.
It's
barn.
For their carriage barn that houses the carriages for Return Day.
Right.
Return Day.
Yeah.
Return Day.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver. You said no.
On the 250?
Yes.
No.
Mr. Cole.
No, I think I'll walk this year.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote no.
How can we divvy that up, Ms. Jennings?
Just give to the your historical society. Everybody's got historical societies. Sam, just give it to
them. $1,500?
We can't be splitting up all this historical society stuff.
What'd they ask for?
They didn't ask for anything specific, for anything. So.
If so.
I'll give them the $2,000.
Second.
$2,000?
Yeah.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
I think it's history, and I think it's important,
second,
and
Mr.
I think
Cole.
You guys ought to be ashamed of yourself when it gets in the carriage. And Ryan, you can't help support
to
it.
To grant $2,000 to Georgetown Historical Society for carriage barn construction costs. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
They'll remember you when you get in carriage this year.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Coverdale Crossroads Community Council is requesting $1,715 to complete the project of installing a new playground set at their community center. They are a low-income community trying to improve the quality of life for their residents. Last grant received was $1,000, $700 from Mr. Wilson and $300 from Mr. Phillips for operational expenses.
I'll make that motion.
I'll give him $1,000.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I'll give him the $300. Mr. Wilson's going to give him $1,000.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Phillips, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,300 to Coverdale Crossroads Community Council for playground equipment. Being $1,000 from Mr. Wilson, $300 from Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, do you want that?
No, okay, I'll get the next one. Any questions on that motion? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Bridgeville Historical Society is requesting financial support to restore a horse-drawn wagon made in Bridgeville about 1913.
And Sam, they're going to park it in that carriage barn.
Did they ask for any
There's no specific amount requested, and there have been no past grants.
All right. I will... I'll give $500.
I'll make that motion.
$500. They ask for anything. They ask for a specific amount. I'll give $500.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Motion, second. Mr. Phillips. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $500 to the Bridgeville Historical Society for this wagon restoration.
Very nice.
For the Historical Society. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mm-hmm. Mr. Guy, any additional business? Are you saying no?
Ordinances?
Nope.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm reading some different things here. You're correct. Nope. They don't say it on here.
Okay. I'm on autopilot.
Do we have any, Mr. Moore?
We don't.
No, there are none.
That's why it's not on here. How are you going?
You go.
Paul Rigger.
Yeah, Paul Rigger. 2817 Deer Forest. With the zoning issues that I've been having and questioning and saying that there needs to be discussion concerning the uses and everything, with finding out and realizing that I'm in GR, not AR, Now I went to the GR, residential zoning, started going down that. The first thing is where it comes back and says any use permitted in AR. I wish that you would just transpose that whole column from AR directly under AR or under GR so you can read everything on one page, go straight down, have everything simple to use. Since I've been looking at the different uses and stuff, the GR uses are different ones and the conditional and the special exemptions are a little different here and there. The only one that really is ironic that pops out is under the general residential zoning. It comes in and says that under special exemptions, riding academies, public stables, or private stables. You go back to the AR, private stables, which I have my horse, which I have two horses, comes in under an accessible use under the AR. I think we have different conflicts in the AR zoning, the GR zoning, that should be looked at with how can it be an accepted use in GR, which is permitted use under GR, and then have it be a special exemption, a special use exemption under the GR zoning. Seems like there's different things that are missing in all the different chapters that can use. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I have to come before the board to get this. Do I have to go to the board of adjustments now for my special use for my two horses because it's allowed in AR? I don't think so. I can't see how you can in certain different things with the feedlots and everything else like that. Or did they make a mistake and said maybe they should have pulled the private feedlots over to GR also? Could things have just been everybody assumed all different things? And it's just trying to fix things. The problem isn't the animal, different animals per se. It's just when somebody takes them from a realistic number and supersizes everything, and that messes it up for everybody else for the restrictions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Phillips?
Can I, Paul, you're saying that you think it would be clearer if the AR components were in the GR zoning description so that you don't have to leaf back and try to find all the information that you're looking for.
AR and the general, the commercial general, they both say go back to permitted uses, mm-hmm. and they add that mm-hmm. glitch in there. It's just running down. I'm going back and forth mm-hmm. between all the different screens. It's a confusing hassle. Mm-hmm. And even
how about a live link? Do we have a live link now that you could?
I think we do.
The website is easy.
Mm-hmm.
The website is migratable, but copy and paste and everything is, and getting everything to make sure it'd be easier just to stay right in that one box and come down, and it shouldn't be a problem with the IT for going in. But to change that, and I apologize, to change the special use and take it out of special use for the two horses, do you need to do something different, or can you just go in there and remove the private stable part, which I think may have been an error in the special use of the GR, or is it a major ordeal?
Yes, our legal department would have to.
Yeah, they're going to have to go with that, see. You'd add on your list, Mr. Moore.
Yes.
I did.
Mr. Phillips.
Go ahead.
We're done.
We are.
They were all here for something else.
I don't know if the council can understand on first pass what I'm about to say, but we have a moment in time where a construction project is presented as a substantial completion. They finished, and they're bringing all the final cost, and we kind of close it out with a vote, I suppose. The one thing that you could say two things that are missing in that moment in time are the design cost, the final design cost, and the final inspection cost. It would almost seem, for the purpose of transparency, if nothing else, that we were presented with those numbers publicly. I'm sure we could get them, you know, behind the scenes, but they are significant numbers for sewer projects quite often, and I didn't know if there was no objection from the council. Maybe we could encourage administration to look at that.
Lawson, I assume that's something you could.
Yes.
I would assume that if it's a completion, they've got some numbers that are available to them, correct?
That is correct.
We just get those.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything else from council? Entertain a motion to go into executive session 4, pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
All right, I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Dever, second, Mr. Cole. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Todd, are we?
Downstairs.
Downstairs.